Oh, and don't forget to subscribe to Minority Minds Podcast and leave a 5-star rating on the show now. It helps move the podcast up in the algorithm and brings in more listeners, just like you. So let's keep growing the fan, whether it's on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes, or whatever you prefer to listen to us. And as an added bonus, on Anchor, you can leave us comments, questions, and voice messages so you can be part of the show too. Thank y'all. And now let's enjoy the show. Love.
Hey, y'all. So we had a plan to do one different type of podcast, but sometimes when stuff happens organically, we just go with it. So I hope you guys enjoyed the conversation that we had about taking the leap, and we'll be back to our regularly scheduled program in the future. Thanks.
Minority Minds Podcast.
That's that joint blew me. It's like, y'all, we about to hit the meat, yo.
Exactly. Pause.
I said it with so much conviction. So, like,
yeah, I mean, I want to do. Do you have any idea where you want to start out?
What
in terms of like what you're doing with the credit stuff?
Man, I don't even know. I just want that shit to be high, and I just know, like, I just want that joint to be high, and I just know the different options that I have, or like the different things that you could do with credit. Like, all I just keep hearing is, oh yeah, you can run these plays, and you can invest in homes.
That's all I ever see also, yeah.
And I'm like, dang, I'm trying to do that shit. Like, this Baltimore market ain't no fucking joke. Like, dog, what the fuck? And it's like, damn, bro. It's like, when you feel strongly about something, you just gotta do that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Just like, came out your mouth. You just gotta do it.
Man, I think that's the thing. But that's one thing that holds me back. where, you know, you want to like step into this role, or you want to do this, or there's something that you want to step into. Mm-hmm. And or there's a level or mindset that you want to step into, but you're afraid of how you're going to be perceived. You know, it's like, oh shit, you know, like, damn, like, if I just step into, like, all right, cool, I'm not going to be mindful of people's, I'm just going to be mindful of my shit, create full-on boundaries, I don't give a fuck, and I'm just going to do me, like, the new me. Like, damn, like, a motherfucker gonna fuck with that shit? Like, oh yeah, like, cool. Or like, are people gonna feel some type of way? And just like, you know, fighting that balance of like, damn, like, not really caring too much about what people think.
No, we're good.
Not caring too much about what people think and just doing that shit because just doing it for me, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, so it's just like,
yeah, you just gotta do it, man.
Yeah, man. Okay. Like,
fuck their opinions. Yeah, fuck their opinions. You get caught up trying to please everybody.
Yeah, it's for your benefit. Unhappy. Yeah, it's for your benefit, not theirs. Man,
that's something I really wrestle with, yo. Like,
bro, listen. Have you seen my stories the last few days? Yeah. That was literally me. I called out of work Monday, Tuesday, not because I had something going on. I just didn't want to fucking go to work. I sat in my house in my room. Didn't want to get out of bed Monday because I was fucking just doubting myself for some reason. You know, like, the shit happens. But you got to live with your decisions. Nobody else is going to live with it. Nobody. So, whether it be your mom, cousin, girl you dating, whoever.
Keep going. I just want to say it.
Stop trying to put your...
see, you showing up. Yeah, so I don't know.
Nah, but like, can't worry about that shit, bro. Like, you make a decision, you stick with it. If it works out, great. If it don't, great. You learn something from it.
Yeah.
Because you can't, like, the more you try to make the perfect decision, the more indecisive you are and the more time you waste. So you got to pick something, go with it. If it's wrong, it's wrong. You knew it was wrong after the fact. It might have been the right decision at the time, but ultimately it wasn't the right decision. But you learned from it. Now you know not to go that way again. Uh-huh. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But don't get, like, don't let people talk you out of stuff that you want to do.
Yeah. Take the risk.
Yeah. Bro, like, I'm terrified. I'm about to quit my job.
Really?
Like, literally about to quit my job. Like, I'm fucking terrified. I've been comfortable for 13 years. 13 years I've been comfortable. Job with benefits. I'm about to have no benefits. I'm about to have to work nightclubs during the week to make up the salary. But fuck it. If I don't do this, I'm never going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm be one of them old niggas like, yeah, I could have had this. I could have had that. Nah.
Gotta take the leap.
Got to. I mean, you already have done that.
That shit was scary, bro. When I quit Home Depot, nigga.
No, but that shit real. No,
I was like, it was a like mixture.
You were sweating, you were shaking, all
bro,
that.
Bro, that shit was like, that shit was crazy, bro. I'm like,
didn't you have a note too?
No, I just quit. I was late a couple times, and
he's like, fuck it.
Like, yeah, I'm like, yeah, I ain't come back. Like, hey, I'm not coming back. I can't do this no more. I just quit on the spot. No 2 weeks, none of that shit.
Yeah.
And I was like,
but like, I mean, I'm talking about just in terms of, okay, you went to college, got your degree, you got your associates, you got your bachelor's, right?
Yeah.
Then you said, fuck my degree. I'm gonna go get my real estate license. That's a leap.
And then, that is a leap.
And then you got it.
You're like, this ain't for me.
You struggle for a little bit. Then you say, fuck this. I want to do photography. So you went from college to getting a trade to turning around and going into art. The one field that everybody says is a waste of time.
Damn.
And then now you're flourishing.
I ain't never think about it like that, yo.
You gotta perspective, bro. Sometimes you gotta sit. Like, that's why I sat in the house and thought about it. I was like, bro.
Yeah, I'm a little mad because your ass put it out there, but I couldn't comment.
What?
You put it on the stories, whatever you put out there.
Which one?
Oh, that you was alone?
I don't know.
IG.
It was like some quote, like long ass.
That long ass. Oh,
I was like, okay, I'm reading. Okay, he motherfucker.
That shit was fire, wasn't it?
No, I couldn't quote. I couldn't fucking reply to that shit. Like, all right.
What was you gonna say?
I don't know.
But like,
it was in the moment, so I can't.
But
think
like,
of it.
I said 5 years ago, I was comfortable living in my apartment. I was coaching at a school that I was winning championships in. I took the leap to go back to Parkdale. Haven't had a winning record since. I've only sent 3 kids to college since I left to go to Parkdale, but I've touched more lives. And then I took the leap to do security. Literally 3 years after I started security, not even really 3 years, like 2. I'm now the head of security somewhere. And I got juice now. And like, I didn't want to do this shit. I was ready to quit security when the pandemic happened. I was like, bet, I don't got to do this shit no more. No bullshit. And I ended up going back. Now it's working out for me. And then you know you're doing a good job when people are hating on you.
Really?
Oh yeah, I got the dude that we contract security guards from. Mm-hmm. Fucking hates me.
What?
Because I'm better at dealing. I wouldn't say I'm better at the job, but I'm better at dealing with his own employees than he is.
Mm-hmm.
Because his guys listen to me, like they know. Hey, said, can I go to do this? Hey, man. Hey, what's going? Can I? You know what I'm saying? Can I? You need me to do this?
More personable.
Yeah, I'm way more personable. He want to be the man. He want to be recognized as the man. I don't walk around with that kind of energy.
Mm.
And like, he has his 4 of his guys ready to quit to just work at Brooklyn as in-house security before, you know what I'm saying, all that shit. Mm-hmm. But like, every time I take a bold move, it works. So I'm like, I gotta do something different, cause that hospital, I'm spinning and chasing my own tail, cause I don't wanna work in the other departments, but I don't wanna keep staying in the health field because ultimately it's not something that I saw myself doing. Because honestly, the dream of being a nurse died my first 6 months working at the hospital.
Why?
Damn, nigga, I forgot about cause that.
I used to. The reason why I changed the major was because I would talk to nurses every chance I could,
mm-hmm.
and every story was a hint of sadness. I love what I do, but
right. It's always but.
Yeah, and when I started hearing that, I'm like, dang, I don't know about this.
Yeah, I mean, the pay.
The pay isn't even that great, though.
Yeah, not now.
Bro, like, they get started at, like, some get started at 50. And that's good for them starting. Some are, like, at 44.
For real?
Yeah.
How make more than nurses, bro?
Damn.
Big man.
That shit real, bro. Like, it's nurses that just. And then, like, think about it. Howard University Hospital nurses are on strike right now. Hospital Center has been on strike almost three times. They've been two for sure. They almost went on strike again since I've been there. Mm-hmm. Like, they're asking for more pay. Yeah. It took the hospital for them to see that the turnover rate after the pandemic was so high to give everybody a 4% raise. They gave everybody a 4% raise in my department, in the cleaning department. So we're busting our ass and you ain't even paying us market share.
Right.
Like,
so who the fuck is keeping the money?
No, it's just they don't want to pay it.
No, that's what I'm saying. If they have a certain budget.
Man, they don't get, it's not, but see, it's not even the budget. It's what it used, what we used to get paid. Remember, minimum wage in some places have gone up. So some people, some states were at $7.50. Some, now some states are almost at $14.15.
Right.
Some people were my, like when I first started working at the hospital, I was getting paid $11. Mm-hmm. I had to fight just to get to whatever I'm at now, and I'm still not getting nothing. So then they gave me a 4% raise, which ain't that much.
It's not.
And I'm like, yo, I'm still kind of poor.
Right.
I am poor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, but when you also think about that, the budget is there. They have to spread it out. So if they had that money the whole time, who is getting the, you know
who's getting it, the kickbacks. You know, put it right in your pocket.
Yeah.
That's what they do, B. Like, this shit's fucking crazy. But, damn, this would have been a great podcast. Are we recording?
This all been recorded.
Oh, shit.
Come on, keep this.
You're the go, but I was thinking it. I was like, dang.
Like, no,
I don't want to mess it up.
No, but, like, taking that risk, you've done a lot of risk taking. You just don't realize it. Because one thing I think that you don't do, you don't ever, like, look back on stuff that you've done. Because sometimes when you're in it, you're like trying to, you're always looking forward. But sometimes you gotta look backwards, because you'll learn more from going looking backwards than you do from looking forward.
That was a bar.
So sometimes you gotta sit back and say, damn, like, you think about, just think about 10 years ago, Beast. What were you doing? That's 2012.
How you gonna look at your watch? Oh, fuck. Go ahead.
So I was thinking about, like.
So what was you doing 10 years ago?
I think I was at Maryland. Oh, shit. My bad.
You said Maryland?
You was at Maryland.
Doing what? University of Maryland. Yeah.
Walk around with your guitar.
Oh, my God. Yo. Oh, shit.
That was your play.
Wow.
That was your play.
Right?
Damn. My guitar. Bruh, I think I was still trying to be an econ major, failing miserably.
Mm-hmm.
I was taking a bus to school. I had no car. I was still borrowing my dad's car and being at his beck and call. Oh, fuck, dog. Damn. So, dang, I was like, I was working out a lot, though.
But let me stop you there.
You was
using your dad's car, right?
Remember those conversations you and I have?
Mm-hmm.
About how, like, you'd be like, I remember there was this one convo. I remember where I was walking in between Queen Anne building and the library at PG, Community College.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we was on the phone. You was like, yo, man. I was talking about how, like, yo, yeah, my dad's going to pay for everything. You know, I don't got to do no work. And you was like, yo, you need to learn how to be your own man. Like, that was one thing you always, always, always told me, bro. You got to learn how to be your own man. You got to be independent. Like, you got to get shit for yourself. It's like, I forgot it, but, like, it was, like, deep. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's like, that's crazy how you're saying that now, because it's like, damn. You used to tell me that shit.
You know, the first time I told you.
Doing that shit. Like,
damn.
Baby sleeping.
Hold on. Like, I'm doing it.
But think about it. Think about it. The first time you and me had a negative conversation was when you quit at UPS.
Yeah, I was disappointed in myself. I was like, damn.
And you gave a bullshit ass excuse. Right or wrong?
I can't remember because
you said, oh, my grades are slipping. I was like, you worked there a week. How are your grades slipping? Your grades are slipping beforehand.
No, it was two because he got one check. That's why he got one check.
But you feel me? You feel me? So we was, I was like, and I held on to that shit. It was like, Stefani's be like, let it go. I'm like, no, because he's going to keep doing this shit. If don't nobody say nothing to him.
Damn, dog.
Right?
Yeah.
But then look, you used to have to stop whatever you was doing to do whatever for your dad because you had his car, right?
Yeah.
And then one day you said, fuck it. Took a leap, got a car. That's a risk.
Bruh.
That was a big risk.
Didn't even sell a house yet. Bruh. Right or wrong?
Right. Bruh. You remember everything, bro. Like,
but no, because I mean, you gotta pay attention. Somebody has to pay attention.
Holy shit!
Yeah,
cause like we don't always like you and Tunde, you and Stefan probably have deeper conversations than you and me. Cause you probably talk to them. You talk to them way more than you talk to me.
They not. They it's like yeah, but they don't be like this. Like no, like, because, like we yeah. have
no because it's like you look at your boys. And you gotta like somebody has to be in amongst the circle, gotta be brutally honest, but also show that they care, because you're not having that conversation if you don't care. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like we're not gonna have that. If I didn't give a fuck about you, when you quit at UPS, I would have been like, that nigga stupid. Or if you would have quit, you know, when you quit Home Depot and talking about going to photography, I would be like, man, don't do that shit. Get your degree and get this money. Fuck that. One thing I know, I might not be the smartest man in the world. I ain't the richest man in the world. But doing what makes you happy makes you more money than forcing a job. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't ever have to, you're never unhappy going to work. When you gotta go.
Because you're not going to work.
Exactly. Like, bro, you know when I'm happiest? When I go to Parkdale. And I get a stipend. At Parkdale. Man. I get a stipend at Parkdale. But I'm happier in Parkdale with the kids fucking up than I am at Washington Hospital Center.
Because he's not working.
Yeah.
I mean, it is kind of cliche when they say, like, all right, when you find your career or your passion, you don't work. But it's also true because you're doing what you love. So you have no, like, no second thought about it. Oh, I gotta do this. I gotta wake up and do this. You're actually doing it because you want to do it.
I drag myself out of bed every morning. It's like I hear an alarm. I'm like, fuck. I sit there and talk to on my phone for an hour and a half.
Oh, do you want me to bleep that out?
You can.
All right.
Like you can. Like I literally talk to her for an hour and a half. I don't even be talking. I just be listening to her talk to her son. I'd rather do that instead of doing work. Because I can get the work done in 4 hours. But I'd be like, bro, like, this shit just... That's why I'm like, yo, I'm ready to quit this shit. Because this shit is... It's beyond me, bro.
Man.
Having to learn... Like, my department is one of the most turnover... Has some of the most turnover in the hospital when it comes to employees. Bro, I don't even know half my coworkers' names. Like, no bullshit. It's niggas out... The niggas that be saying, what's up, Sid? Hey, what's up, player? Like, no bullshit. It's the people that I've known for years, like my man Jamil. Jamil, I know him since he started a month after me at Hospital Center back in 2008. Yeah. That's my guy. My man Maurice, he started like a year after. That's my guy. But other people... Hey, you know, cuz a worker of this department? Yeah. What's his name? Oh, that's his name. Oh, that's what's up. Mm-hmm. Like, that's literally the conversations I have with people.
You used to be tight with... You used to have coworkers. I mean, I guess you still do. But, I remember there'd be times you used to be talking about, like, different coworkers that you had. And you'd always talk about, like, the same coworkers. Like, at one point.
Yeah, they all gone.
That's great. Like, you used to be, like, know them by name. You'd be like, hey, oh, that, dang, bro, you was
it
there.
It was a girl flirting with me for like 8 months. I still didn't know her name. But that's like, you know, the brings back the point of like literally gotta do what makes you happy. You can't chase money, because when you chase money, you chase unhappiness.
That's true.
Oh, that's another bar. I'm just dropping bars.
In you know what's crazy?
Hey, pick that up, that gem.
it was crazy.
Man, so like I've been really leaning into creating a business out of content creation. And it's like to the point where like I've always stopped wanting to do real estate by myself. Or it's like I like it, but I don't wanna be known for that shit. Or like I wanna do it with like a partner. But I've just been leaning more into like, all right man, I'm already good at this content creation shit. I might as well like really start offering it to people. And the minute when I made that decision in my mind, I remember leaving this house that I shot, and I was trying to decide. I was in Glendale, and I was trying to decide which subway I was gonna go to. Was I gonna go to the one in Greenway Center, or the one near Glendale? Okay. Like, yeah, that little shopping center near Duval.
Yeah.
And so I was like, a split second, I went to the joint in Duval. By Duval, I got out, and I was right before I walked in, getting ready to go into the subway, I looked into his barbershop. Now that barbershop been there for the longest, but this time it was different, cause it was, the walls were painted, it had like these different colors and these different quotes from like these black, like old black people like Frederick Douglass and shit. Shit looked so vicious. I walked in, I was like, yo. I stopped in my tracks. I was like, yo, I gotta take a picture of this. Can I film? Like, I just whipped my camera out, just start doing that shit. And then I started going towards the back and just talking to some of the people there. I was like, yo, I gotta get y'all contact info, because I want to do content in here. Yo, I can envision doing like a whole interview, like the LeBron joint, just in there, but with the colors, like capturing the aesthetic of the place. And then from there, it's like, this is all happening real time. From there, I met this woman that, I forgot her name, but she done had, like, she was telling me about her story, about, like, how she had, like, surgery to her spine, and, like, she just be in pain a lot, but she's also creating this book. Like, she's a stylist, and just talking about, like, the book it'll be about hair and, like, the... Something about like the struggles. Dang, I forgot exactly what it was, but it was so powerful. And I was just sitting there like, dog, when I was listening to her story, and she was like, yo, man, I know I've been lacking on social media. But even before that, I was like, oh, yo, your story gotta be told. Like, it's like when I listen to people talk, when I listen to their stories, I be like, it's like I'm listening, but a part of me is also actively thinking about like, oh, this person got a voice for real. Oh, I can make this type of post, this post. Oh, I'm gonna take this picture, this quote, I'm gonna put on this joint. I'm thinking about all these possibilities of content as I'm hearing different bars and shit. And it's like, the minute I leaned into that decision, I met this woman. She like, just hearing her, I was like, damn, son, your voice, you gotta be heard. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta be heard. Where your brand has to be heard, so like people know your brand. They fuck with who you are, and they're like, damn, I fuck with you so much that I gotta read this book.
Yeah,
and it's just like, dang, like,
you know,
it's crazy.
You know, they say content creators are bad business people, so it probably would be great for you to have a partner, somebody somebody you trust that can handle the business side of things. While you have all these ideas, because you know how hard, like, it's like, for example, Kanye West, great, great creator, but he doesn't do great with business. Why is he not do great with business? Because when you're creating, you're so wrapped up in that, you don't really think about the business. That's why a lot of artists are broke.
I wouldn't call him not great with business.
I mean,
you know, his net worth is...
I mean, his net worth is his net worth, yes, but...
I mean, you could only get to your net worth if you knew business.
No, but he has the right people around him too.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he knows business.
That's my whole. But I'm talking about like even early in his career, he was doing good, but he wasn't doing great until he started getting around the right people. But yeah. like a lot of artists, like a lot of painters died broke. Like Basquiat?
Yeah.
He died broke. But his shit is worth more now that he's dead than ever than it ever was when he was alive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So sometimes I think it's good to have a good partner.
Yeah.
Just so I think he's pitching.
I'm not pitching. It's not like he is. I'm not. Trust me, because I'm probably like, bad at business too. Because I'm more into the content than I am in the business myself. Because money is not really something that I care about. So I wouldn't be a great partner for you.
What do you care about?
Giving back. Doing stuff. Like, I just like doing, like, whatever I love to do, that's what I care about. So, like, kids are always a major priority because somebody needs to give them back what you know, show them something. It's not necessarily always the right way, but to just show them that, you know, if you do this, you can do that. You know, it's always a beginning. It's always a road to wherever you whatever your dreams take you to. But, like, I like giving back to people. That's what I care about. Money is, I'm going to always find a way to make money because people like me. You know what I'm saying? So people find ways to give me money sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
That's an affirmation right there.
Nah, it's real shit. Like, think about it. All these clubs want me to work for them. They only see me work the door. They don't even know if I can fight. Like, for real.
They just see you like, oh, you big. All right.
But it's the way I carry myself is my demeanor, the way I speak. Because you guys have met bouncers. A lot of them ain't the brightest tools.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I can articulate. I can talk to people. I can deal with shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not flustered. I don't lose my cool often. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, of course, everybody loses their cool. Yeah. But, like, you know, money is always going to find its way into my pockets one way or another because I don't burn bridges. So I just try to find ways. Like, I really love doing this podcast shit. Like, I really love this shit. Like, you guys don't even understand how much I love this shit. That's all when I'm not talking about football, I'm talking about podcasts. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what I love. I don't even really love necessarily being in the camera. I want to be behind the camera. I like producing. I like being able to say, hey, this is what we're going to do. This is the idea. This is how we get there. This is the talking points. Da, da, da. Like, you and me talked about the future interview we're about to do. Like, I really broke it down for you.
Yeah.
I said, okay, we can do this. If you need help with this, we can do that. Da, 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 da. I didn't send you the message, but you pretty much got the whole gist of how we're going to do things. Off that conversation was only, 5 minutes?
Dang.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My man got a phone call.
Nah, man, that's a...
It's the booty cheeks.
Nah, not even.
The yeeks.
Who do you love, Gil, besides our queen, Phoenix?
I don't know. I mean, to be honest, like, the new job, I'm loving that. I've never said, like, for a job, oh, I love to do this shit. Like, nah, like, for this one, I love... waking up and going, well, not actually waking up, 'cause I'd be tired of shit, but it's like, yo, I look forward to going to work because it's new shit.
Yeah.
Like, I want to learn. I want to learn this shit. I want to, like, all right, cool. Knock this shit down. Boom, boom. You get, you know, get compliments. Like, oh, you did great. Like, what? You did this and you just been here like a month? Like, oh, yeah, you know this?
Of course.
Yeah, come on. Like, yes, I love this shit.
And that's another thing. Like, learning new shit and learning how things work is exciting.
Yeah.
Like, I try to learn as much about... I've learned more about nightlife club running and working at Brooklyn than I did at Opera. Because at Opera, you were expected to be a security guard and that's it. But I'm a curious person. I want to know everything. You know what I'm saying? I want to know, hey, how do you do this? Why is this bottle this money? Or why is this section like this? Or why did you guys do it like this? What is the thought process behind this event? Like, I care about all that shit. No matter where I go work at. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, you just fall.
So the takeaway is, take the risk, B. And to anyone else who is, you know, listening to this, take the risk. Whatever happens, at least you know you tried it.
No risk, no reward.
Exactly. Because if you stay comfortable where you at, trust me, I've been in the same spot at the previous place, I was, I'm content, but I fucking hated it.
Super content.
Super content, because, you know, I was doing my yeah out there. That was why I was content. But, like, I really hated it. I fucking hated waking up every fucking day. 6 days, too. I'm like, all right. God, I can't do this.
Especially on holidays.
Yeah, my body's hurting. I can't take this no more.
It's hot as fuck outside. It's cold as fuck outside.
I took that risk. I'm loving where I'm at now.
Does it feel weird a little bit?
No, hell no.
No, I mean, like a good where it's like, dang, like weird in the sense of like, dang, the
first Saturday, I was like,
why am I still in bed?
Why am I still in bed? I was like, yo.
But what prompted you to take that risk? Because usually you have
my little queen. It's definitely our Phoenix. Queen. Yeah, our queen. Our queen Phoenix.
All hell queen.
But yeah, it's like, I need to do something. I need to get the fuck out of there. So then I'm looking forward to what I got to offer to my daughter.
Does it feel like your life just kind of actually really just started?
Yeah.
It's crazy, like, right?
It's crazy. All this time on the earth, it just started for me.
That's powerful as fuck. But I can hear it. You can hear it. You can see it.
Yeah.
All he posts is her.
Yeah. That's the seeing part. It's like you had posted this picture, this black and white picture, you holding her like this.
Mm-hmm.
I kept looking at it.
I love that joint because I was not even like really like, you know, trying to do any pose. I was like, all right, I'm just holding my daughter. That was it.
Man, shout out to Glenn for the photos. Yeah,
Glenn's fire with the photo game.
He just got this whole...
Can he lose? Never lose. God damn it, Glenn.
It just got like this real like editorial, like raw. He really just be capturing raw emotion.
It's because his rich ass bought a real nice camera, so this shit be looking so fine.
I'm joking. Yeah, yeah. But like the way, like sometimes when he capture y'all, I just be like, I'm like, dang, son, like you really can see the emotion from that. You can really see the joy, the nostalgia, the family. Like you can really feel that. And so it's just, it's really, man, it's really cool. I'm a huge fan.
Nah, I am too. Yeah. I'm giving my camera away.
Oh yeah? You definitely?
I'm definitely gonna give it to that kid.
Dang.
I mean, you know, when he said, cause I thought that was his camera. So he was like, yeah, I really like this shit. I was like, you know, he's like, but I gotta get a camera back at the end of the day. I was like, I got one at home. It's a starter one. It ain't the fanciest, but you can have it and go from there.
It's the same one?
Yeah.
Alright. The way you talking about how he's talking, I'm just like,
sound like you.
Yeah, like I know that feeling.
And he's trying to be a basketball player, but he's trash like how you was.
You know, it kind of tripped me up. Like now, I can really laugh about that shit. Like I wasn't good, but it tripped me up.
He said it in passing.
At least in high school, you know. But like, I remember, like sometimes fast forward, like it rarely happens. But like a couple years back, I think I saw somebody from high school, and it was like, yeah, man, it's Beast, yo. He used to dominate in high school.
Stop lying.
I'm like, nigga, come on, bro. I mean, I was smiling like, yeah. But like in my head, I'm like, nah,
was it me, bro?
Nigga, you ain't go to no games. You lying.
Like, I cooked you in gym. Nah, one time Rob said, man, you probably could have made it to the league if you would have kept playing football. I looked at him like, nah. Yeah, <no. laughs> Like, what position was I going to play? Like, nah, it wasn't going to happen, family.
Man. So, one thing that you said that I want to talk about is you said, well, because I was chewing, you said, no risk, no reward. And why that's like, you know, people say that all the time, but like now, like for my, I saw it differently because I heard it differently because like I've become such a growth minded person that there's lessons in the loss just as there are in the wins. So it's like, yeah, no risk, no reward. Like, it depends on, some people be like, oh shit, you know, high risk, high reward, or no, you know, they look at, they, well, I guess what I'm trying to say is that they only look at the reward as a W, as a win. No risk, then you ain't gonna win. But it's like, dog, even in your loss, there's still a reward. Yeah. And that reward is going to set you up for, is going to make you appreciate that you got that loss, because if you won, you wouldn't have never got that opportunity to learn. You would have never learned about yourself. You never would have never known like which areas to to sharpen, to like, you know, like to improve. You wouldn't have got that conviction like, oh, dang, that's what I did wrong. So now it's like, dang, the reward is the lesson. It's like, dang, yo, I learned about myself. I learned like, oh, dang, this person, like I learned how to move around this person next time, or people like them. I know how to speak. Oh, bet. I know what books I got to read to like really be, do that shit.
Man, they make audiobooks now, fam.
Huh?
They make audiobooks now, fam.
Man, but yeah, I'm just joking. But yeah, so then it's like, yo, like you feel more, you get, at least when you take that risk, you get the reward of feeling the confidence to be willing to do it again.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you may not, you still going to be scared, but you're not going to be as scared. Word. So then it's just like, dang, you gain so much when you fail. Just take the risk and fail.
I'm going to say this.
Dang.
It also helps when you have somebody supporting that risk too. And don't have, like, I'm not talking about just like, because everybody's mind will go to girlfriends and stuff, or boyfriends, if whatever you're into. But like, just people around you. Like, if I want to do something, and I present it to you guys, if you guys like, go for it. It just makes me want to go for it, because it's like, now I don't feel so self conscious about it, and I'm like, fuck it, let me go and see what it's gonna do. Instead of, oh man, I'm not too sure. Because, I mean, of course, you're asking your friends, or you're asking your whoever your support system is, because you kind of want to see if you feel, you know, if they feel the same way you do about it or whatever. Ultimately, it's your choice at the end of the day, but like, you really want to feel like that affirmation, like, hey, it's okay to do this, because whether it works out or not, I still got, they still going to be here. You know what I'm saying? But it's hard, bro. Like, it's a scary thing. Like, I'm like when I tell you I'm scared right now, I am really scared. Like, I thought about quitting today. I was like, look, fuck this. I walk off the job.
Damn.
Dog, hearing this is so, like, hearing this and just knowing you for the longest, you just, hearing you talk about it just sounds so radical, you know? It's just like.
Well, I've changed a lot in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, my mind is more out of like, don't be comfortable. Cause my father always, I love my father, but my father is a safe person. My mother is a safe person. They don't like to take risks or step outside themselves. And it started with me growing my hair, which is kind of crazy, but like, I always had the, you know, mohawk or whatever, had the bush. The bush was like the root. Like, what am I doing here? Just let it go. Let it figure out itself. And then I started looking at myself and like, am I really what I say I am? And I started saying, nah. You could do better. And you got to stop being so self-conscious about how people look at you, how people say, or what they say about you. So then I started really like, fuck it, nose ring. Wanted to do it for a long time, but just like, you're a coach, you can't have this image. It's always about the image. It's the African way, it's the Filipino way. It's always about the image. It's all about the image. Now I'm like, fuck the image. Because if they can't get past that, then they don't deserve to be in my life.
Man. Facts.
Like, you know, my mother. You know what mother said when I first got my nose ring. So you gonna get your belly button pierced? Are you gay?
Man,
like, no bullshit.
It's always the gay. Yeah, are you gay? Do you want to be a gay?
Now the words don't even matter. Like, she don't even talk about it. My nephew, like, it was always, I gotta set an example for my nephews, but image is not an example.
It's actions.
It's the action. Like, my nephews are good because they know their uncle isn't. You don't see me in jail. I help people. I give back. And I always, I'm a presentable person. Like, I don't, how I look doesn't matter because my actions are speaking way louder than anything that I got going on. So it just, like, I really started caring less about stuff that didn't matter and started really putting emphasis on stuff that did matter. Man. And I had to get out of my own head about dating. Cause like, I did. We're not rehashing the dating episode. I'm about to say, bro. I'm just saying, like, but it's like stuff like that because I would insulate myself from like as outgoing as I am. Why am I insulating myself from people seeing my personality?
One of these days, we're gonna have an episode dedicated to you. We're gonna get into your. To yo, realm. One of so these days, because for all this time he talking about he like producing and shit, he like to be behind the scenes. Man, dog, one of these days you will be in the scene.
But even with the whole
producing, but I'm always thing, in the scene, even when I'm not.
I hear you, but this one's dedicated to you. That's what I'm saying.
Even like, with one the whole of these producing days, thing, like I, you know, like the that's not the first time you mentioned that, but right in this moment, I'm like, dang, it had me thinking about like. That time when we did that photo shoot at the Wharf before it became the Wharf.
Yeah.
Like, and your music selection was lit. Mm-hmm. The music selection was just fire.
I gave
and
yo my chain.
Yeah. And then you started like directing, like, oh, you know, you should do this. Or maybe you should stand over there. And I'm like, oh. And I just go over there, capture that chain. It just looks so fire. Like, that was you, bro. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that was even you, like, when my friend came, that was the model. Mm-hmm. And I think you had pointed like, yo, you should go take some pictures over there by that little gazebo joint.
Yeah.
And yo, that was one of my, dog.
They look great.
That
they
shit great. Was fucking, and the chain, I know you mentioned the chain, but the chain, I just visualized it like, that shit took those photos to another level, dog.
You know what's my proudest achievement?
What's up?
The couples episode that we did at Brooklyn.
Oh yeah, last year. Yeah.
That shit was tight.
You don't even understand how proud I was, man. Because it went exactly how I dreamed it. Because for the month or so that I was planning it, because I didn't include anybody. Uh-huh. The only people that I talked to about doing it was Prime, and then his man Will came. He talked to me like 2 or 3 times, and I told him how I wanted it set up, and like. I'm like, the night before we did it, I was dreaming about it. I was like, yo, this shit better. I hope this shit looks the way I wanted to look. I was so nervous. I was so anxious. I even forgot my questions. I had to ad-lib the questions on the show.
Oh, trust me. I've seen the video. You looking real greasy on the job today. He nervous as well.
Oh, but I was like, yo, it worked out. And then, because I didn't, the whole purpose of that episode, the reason why I didn't tell them what it was gonna be like, I wanted them to be themselves and not pretend. Because if I would have told them, they all would have dressed up nice, and it would have been like
too produced.
It would have looked like a actual TV show. It was way more raw than, you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Way more raw than anything else because that's what I like raw emotion. I'm one of those people. I don't like to produce shit because it doesn't feel genuine. It touches more people than something that's overwritten, overdubbed. That's why WWE is struggling. It's too produced.
Man, you know, like, one of the reasons why I love this podcast too, the more I do it, I mean, I really enjoyed it before I was on it because it allowed me to, like, see more sides of y'all and get to know y'all more, and it's just like that. Even that shit was like, dang, yo, I ain't know. Like I think back to like that the show where you was talking about, you know, your life growing up and how hard it was and how you just was like how much burdens you had. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and how you felt about this shit, cause you know I look at you like, man, you know I'm strong as mug, like, you know, shit phase me, but not really. I ain't gonna show it. And to hear you talk, I'm like, damn, son. It's like, I think, like, I always saw it at a distance. Like, okay, yeah, you always busy. Like, dang, like, he really gotta, like, lead. But to really hear it years later, now that my mind is developed and I've gone through some shit, I'm like, damn, that shit crazy. I didn't know it was that deep. And so it's like that to even right now where you're talking about producing, and I'm just like, bro, I'm like, yo, we're way more alike than you think. And mm-hmm. I didn't know that until just now. I'm like, bro, the way you think about producing and the way you think about, like, okay, yeah, I'm purposely not telling people about how the joint was gonna go because they're inauthentic or whatever like that. I don't mm-hmm. know if that's a word, but it's gonna be yeah. okay. And it's just like, and or even just talking about how, like, you know, dang, I lost my train of thought, y'all. I lost it.
No, you
just
good.
Capturing people's emotions raw.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like, dog, I'm the same way. I be thinking that same shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just real cool. It's also beautiful, bro, to see this side of you. Like, it's like, damn, I understand the camera shit now. It's like, okay, yeah, it's on some slight shit, like on small, but it's like, it makes sense. It ain't maybe it ain't always just about just getting the pictures, because I like taking pictures, but it's like, there's so much more to it. It's mm-hmm. like, it's like the camera was like seeing the iceberg metaphor, where it's like, this is what y'all see, this camera,
yeah,
but everything below us, yo, I really be visualizing. You know what? Come to think of it.
Damn. You good?
Yeah.
Got that boy to
come to think of it, though, that I wouldn't be surprised. So something, anytime I'm driving home and I'm listening to music, I think about how I would produce that song. Like, creative. Like, I'd be having real life music videos in my head. I'd be like, man, yo, if I could turn this song into a video or some visuals, it would be this. I'd be, oh, they singing about drinking at the water fountain. I would fucking shoot some cool ass B-roll of motherfuckers drinking at the water fountain to go along with the lyrics of the song. Because a lot of these songs, it's like, yeah, I'd be listening to the lyrics, but the visuals don't align with what you're
at
saying.
All.
And I'm like, dog, no, if you're talking about, yeah, this... You picked this dope ass flower and you gave it to this girl. I need to see how dope that flower is. I need to see how beautiful you gave that to the. And I be thinking about that shit. So it's like, sometimes I be driving and I just get in the zone. I'm like, dang, oh, I gotta do a video. I gotta do content for this joint. I gotta do behind the scenes,
bro,
for this joint.
I ain't gonna lie. Dog. So, you know, the first time I thought about it, I know, girl, you're getting tired. The what's the joint off of Watch the Throne? It was
Otis.
No, not Otis.
Murder to Excellence.
Nah,
gotta have it.
I love you.
Okay,
I like literally visualized the whole video of that whole joint. It was like in Roman times, Jay-Z's like at the first verses, Rome's burning, the throne's burning. I'm sitting in the corner all alone, burning. Like, I literally had a picture of Jay-Z in a corner. Burning with a crown on his head, had Rome going crazy, then Kanye coming in as like it's crazy, but we need to shut it down,
we need to wrap
my
this
man.
Up, man.
I just gotta say this, bro. We got fuck,
bro. Boy out your throat,
bro. We gotta create some fucking visuals now that I like really have like a real look glimpse of that glimpse of. This side of you, I'm just like, damn, we could create some really dope ass visuals. Like, the reason why I was so excited about listening to the Prince of Egypt songs earlier when I came in mm-hmm. was because
is that
I
what
was
you were doing.
Yeah. Yeah, I was
Rich
watching
do that too.
Yeah.
No, the bullshit.
Yeah, I know. Like,
that's fire.
I was watching the scene. I was real live at 7-Eleven, blasted Deliver Us and Look Through Heaven's Eye. I was just chilling. I'm like, yo, this sound kind of weird because this the type of song that nobody really be blasting, but unless they by themselves.
Bro, I be blasting. I literally be blasting Come On, Eileen. I love that song so much. Come On, Eileen. I'll play it for you after we finish. I fucking love that song. So,
it's like, I was like looking at, I was watching it and I was like, dog, man, I want to create I would love to create these fire ass biblical visuals based off of this song or like something different. Like I was telling my mans, I was, cause he FaceTimed me. I was like, bruh, people are afraid to create masterpieces, dog. People, so they're content with creating stuff or putting stuff that are good enough or, you know, great or, you know, like, oh yeah, like this is good enough where people gonna fuck with this shit or fuck with these posts or, mm-hmm. or this content. And then occasionally you put out some great shit like, oh damn, he really flexing. But to really fucking flex your wings and do some really cool ass shit within, that's some scary shit. And to do that shit consistently. Mm-hmm. And it's like, dang, why are we so afraid to just like, it's like, why are we so afraid to just do that, you know? To tap in, like, and just, like, you know how we have conversations to ourselves, or you're like, damn, I'm that fucking nigga. Like whether you putting on an outfit.
I can't say that, but, you know.
Like, yo, I'm that dude. Like, when you put on an outfit, or you're some shit, like, dang, dog, I'm fucking killing it. Mm-hmm. Or, like, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, when you coaching your players, and they doing what you doing, if they running the right plays, learning games, and you sitting there like, dang, yo, I fucking did that.
Right.
And it's like, dog, why don't we do that shit consistently, man? And so it's just like, I'm at this point where it's like, man, I don't want to just create like cool looking photos. I want people to look at my shit.
Create my masterpieces.
Man, yeah, dog. I want them notes to be layered. I want to start like adding poetry to my photos. Like you see the, like, that's a regular photo, but you see the wavelengths and the, like, poetry and shit. Like I want to create visuals. Like there's a song from the Beyonce Lion King soundtrack when it was like Beyonce and Kendrick. I think it's called Nile.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like when the beat drop, I want to have some visuals of a fucking drone just showing like this girl just emerging from the water, this bad joint. Bad black joint. And it's like, dog, I don't see shit like that. Or, this is my last thing, but it's like, or even just doing like 90s themed, you know, photo shoots and music, or be like, all right, it's like, all right, for this behind the scenes joint, I'm gonna just use straight 90s music, straight nostalgia. Yes. Like, no, I don't be seeing that shit. I don't be seeing that shit the way I want to see that shit. Like, so I want.
That's
more.
Why you got created.
Man.
And we're going to end it on that note.
Yeah.
Check us out, Gil.
Yeah. We out.
1/Minority Minds is brought to you in part by First Class Auto Care.
Minority Minds Podcast.